Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
There he is. Where? There. What, behind the rabbit? It is the rabbit. You silly sod.
What?
You got us all worked up.
Well, that's no ordinary rabbit. Oh. That's the most foul, cruel and bad-tempered rodent you ever set eyes on.
You tit. I saw my arm and I was so scared.
Look, that rabbit's got a vicious streak a mile wide. It's a killer.
Welcome back here live on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Glad to have you listening this evening. You know, we're having a great show tonight. We're talking about resolutions. We're talking about New Year's resolutions and how we're going to make them happen. Woo! Yeah! Got my backup singers. You just can't hear them, okay? The mic's not on. Their mic's not on. But anyway, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's been so great. Yeah, so we're talking. This is an important day. Okay, this is an important day. This is truth day. You know, this is a deep space day. This is all's well day. And Daniel, you've been telling us about your health and wellness resolution, and I think this is so awesome. So if you missed this last segment, we were talking to Daniel about his resolution. What is your resolution again this year for 2014?
To eat healthier and try to cut out as much fast food as possible.
Okay, so you heard it. He wants to eat healthier. He's going to cut out the fast food whenever possible. And that's a big deal. That's such a big deal because of what the careers that a lot of people have, and I know a lot of people listening agrees with that, that they don't have the time to eat healthy. And it's true. But you do have the time. You just have to plan. And if this is your resolution, you have to go out of your way and plan. And I think that's so awesome that y'all went to the store, you figured it out, you bought the stuff, you got rid of all the stuff that's not good for you, instead of covering it all up, and you're both on the same page.
Right.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You have to give a round of applause. We got another round of applause here. We got to. Dano, I'm really happy with y'all. I think y'all got it going on. We're going to come back to that because we want to figure out the prognosis. We want to go back in a few weeks here. We're going to talk about that as well because we want to make sure everything's on the same page, you know? And I believe that Dano's going to be there. I believe that he's going to be really making this happen. So, Bill, let's go to Bill. Yes, Billy boy. Billy. So, I know that you have a resolution. You didn't really tell me about it, but you said it was something about career. So,
it is. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
I would like to get my own radio show.
Nice. Yes. I like that. I like that.
Before the end of the year.
As long as it's not competing against my show, it's okay.
Okay. I won't compete against your show.
Okay, cool.
That's fine. But, you know.
I love it. This is great. Okay, so you want to get your own radio show. This is cool. So this is more of a career-minded extension. I want to do this in my life to do this. So, you know, Dano's more of the health and wellness, which a lot of people are really going after this year. And I believe that it's obviously very accessible as well as successful. Bill is going for career.
Because a lot of people do want to, take steps in their career. I mean, it can be about personal improvement, you know, eating better, whatever. But it can also be improving your career. And I decided to go the career route this year.
I like that one. I think it's very solid. I like it. So, you're already on your way. You have the one resolution. So, we got that going for us at 12%. Woohoo! Now, do you believe in yourself?
I absolutely believe in myself. I know I can do this. I've been doing the radio business for about 5 years. And I think that I've learned enough. You know, basically I've cleared the bar at what I'm doing right now. And I feel like I'm ready to take the next step.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So you believe in yourself. Consistent. That's good. Now, have you used your imagination? The imagination that you need to really see the resolution becoming a solid reality.
I have. Yes, I can absolutely see myself being on the mic, running my mouth, for a living.
Well, you already do that already.
Already do that. But this is the only time of the week I get to do it, though.
Yeah.
And
you
want to
do it more?
I want to do it more, yes.
I like that. Okay, cool. Okay, so that works. So you've seen yourself doing it. You're consistently seeing yourself doing that. That's a good thing. That's a solid thing. Do you believe that you can stick with this?
I kind of do.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the kind of?
Well, it's... I've got so many other things going on in my life, right now. You know, I'm also trying
That's
to
kind of an understatement. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to finish up school. I've got, the video editing stuff I do. I have the...
Everybody that's listening, Bill's got like 900 things on his plate.
Right.
Okay, so obviously sticking to it might be difficult, but yet you believe you can do it.
I believe I can do it if I have the... The fortitude to really stick to it. That's you know me for a long time, Ashley, and I tend to be kind of impatient.
Yes,
and I
just
tend
a
to
bit.
Yeah, just a tad, and I think that when things just don't happen for me right away, I can get discouraged.
Well, I think a lot of people listening right now actually feel the same way as you do, because sometimes we want it to have, instantaneous. And because of the world we live in, we're on the internet, and you know what I'm talking about. Think about it. When you're surfing the web and it's like taking a while and you're thinking, oh my gosh, what is wrong with this?
And I'm the first one to start clicking. You know, come on.
Something's wrong. What's wrong with this Wi-Fi? Why is it so slow? Oh my God. Oh my God. Look at the pinwheel of death. I got the pinwheel of death. Oh my gosh. Okay, it opened. Okay.
Where's the Tylenol?
Yeah. What the heck? I need to call AT and whoever. You know, the point is that, yeah. And that's the
and
thing.
And I also have the attention span of a gnat.
I didn't say it.
Well, I mean, hey, I've got no problem admitting that.
I'm not swatting anything. So. I'm not saying it either. But yeah. Oh, I mean, but it's hard. Everybody, I think, listening feels the same way, too. You have this great idea. You want to do it. You believe in it. And you got all this other stuff on your plate. And it's hard to really focus on that one thing sometimes, and sometimes you kind of let things kind of, go by the wayside. I know I have. I mean, later on, we talk about my resolution. It has to do with the same type of thing, that sometimes you can't remember everything all in your headset because your head is only so big, even though they say we only use like 5% of our brain. And I don't know.
I don't think I even use that much.
I feel like it looks like a big piece of lettuce. And I'm up there just like, hello. I'm just here hanging out, but y'all don't really use me. But that's okay. Did you do your homework? Yes.
Yes.
I can answer that for you. Okay. Yeah, because you're in this business. You know the business. We don't even need to go into the business here on the radio right now, because I know y'all all don't really necessarily want to hear about the business. But yes, so you've done your homework. Okay, so... What about 6? Have you begun surrounding yourself with like-minded people?
Sort of. And I think that's the that's probably going to be the biggest roadblock I'm going to need to overcome, because I'm not very good at networking. And
okay.
Putting myself out there, going up to meet people. And by the way, I went home to Amarillo over the Christmas holidays. And met a buddy of mine who's in who's got a radio show back in Amarillo.
Oh, cool.
The guy who actually broke me in the business, 5 years ago before
I
moved here.
Oh, perfect.
And he said something that I thought just knocked me on my socks. It's not the old saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Right.
Actually, it's not who you know, it's who knows you.
Oh.
Because you can go up to somebody, hey, I know you, I'm going to go meet him. And they're not going to give you the time of day if they don't know you.
Right.
I mean, they may have met you, but if they don't know you, if they don't remember you,
okay,
they're not going to give you the time of day.
Right.
And so it's about who knows you. And that comes into networking, I think. Don't you agree?
I agree that networking is
And I am horrible at networking.
Yeah, well, I understand. I mean, and there's so many facets of networking. That's the thing. It's not just meeting people. It's like going to taking it to the next level, following through, and then actually meeting people that want to meet you, like you said. You know what I mean? And that's a big deal too. That's interesting. We're going to talk about some stuff like that in a little while. So let me ask you, are you hanging out with people that really respect your choices?
Yes.
Good.
Present company included.
Okay, not excluded.
Not excluded, included.
He said included.
I said included.
8, have you already caught yourself getting in your own way at all? Have you ever made any excuses already?
Well, yes, and kind of. I think I just did. That's kind of what's going through my brain. It's like, I know I can see it in my head, but do I have the fire in the belly to get up and go do it? It's always like, oh, I've got to go meet somebody I don't know and try to sell myself. That's always the excuse I make. It's like, oh, I'll do that tomorrow.
It's easy to do that, and that's what your mind does a lot of times. Our mind puts thoughts in our head to keep us and derail us from succeeding in what we want to do, because it's not normal. It's out of our realm of understanding.
Yeah.
So when we come back, I'm going to be talking about my New Year's resolution this 2014. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about next week's show. And stay tuned, because guess what? Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in what? Be back in two shakes.
150 miles per gallon. Feeling the wind in your hair. Smelling the roses at 30 miles per hour. Never worrying about parking. Lightweight, sturdy, and the feeling of freedom at your hands. Bringing the past into the future. Jake's Custom Motorbikes is now offering custom, unique, and affordable alternative transportation, like the Harleys and Indians of yesteryear. Brand new lightweight motorized bikes for under $3,000. Starting at $750, the JakeBike.com offers made for you custom motorized bicycles, the newest craze in alternative, fuel efficient transportation with style. Check out the JakeBike.com to order yours today. That's the JakeBike.com. Mention KLIF for a 10% discount on your custom motorized bike. Jake's Custom Motorbikes. The JakeBike.com. Skintastic and cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass are excited to introduce PicoSure, the most advanced laser for tattoo removal. PicoSure's breakthrough technology safely and effectively removes unwanted tattoos faster in fewer treatments with improved recovery time. You decide whether you want 10 to 12 treatments from gimmicky retail locations to remove that tattoo, or 2 to 3 treatments from medically trained and certified technicians at Skintastic. The choice is yours. No matter the color or size of your unwanted tattoo, when you choose Skintastic, it'll be removed faster and cleaner, and it will always be done by the expert staff at Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers. Skintastic has 2 locations, uptown on McKinney Ave or Plano off the Dallas North Tollway. Book your free consultation today at skintastic.com. SKINTASTIC.com. Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers. Unthink your ink.